This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are speaking hopefully of the likelihood of an agreement to raise the government's debt limit and avert an economically chaotic federal default. Yet House Republicans are pushing the debt ceiling talks to the brink as they leave town Thursday for a long Memorial Day recess. Both sides are still meeting, and Biden said he and McCarthy have been speaking as well. U.S. defense leaders are emphasizing they will continue to support Ukraine for as long as it takes to defend itself against Russia. VOA's Steve Herman reports that those leaders are still stressing the United States is not looking to enter into a direct conflict with Russia.
At a news conference on Thursday following a virtual meeting of dozens of countries supporting Ukraine militarily, the U.S. Defense Secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told reporters that F-16 fighter jets that some nations are to supply to the Ukrainians will not be a magic weapon to quickly turn the tide of the war. The Joint Chiefs chairman, General Mark Milley, noted Ukraine's strategic objectives are focused on the ground, ridding the territory of about 200,000 Russian troops, something not quickly achievable militarily.
That means fighting is going to continue. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be hard.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
President Biden has nominated a groundbreaking general to serve as his next military advisor.
General Brown's a warrior.
A fighter pilot, a fearless leader, and patriot who has pushed the military to adapt for 21st century challenges. All that makes General C.Q. Brown Jr. the president's pick to be the next Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman, succeeding Mark Milley, whose term ends in the fall.
This is VOA News. The European Union's top diplomat said in Havana on Thursday that the 27-member bloc remains Cuba's top trade partner despite U.S. sanctions on the communist-run island. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell, during his first public appearance on a four-day trip to Cuba, told a group of local entrepreneurs that the European Union was also the second largest source of tourists to Cuba behind Canada. Cuba says the U.S. sanctions have contributed to its recent drive to increase commercial and trade ties with Russia. Russia has also faced sanctions from both the United States and the European Union following its invasion of Ukraine last year. Cuba has said Russia is not responsible for the Ukraine conflict. It blames the United States instead. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The founder of the extremist group Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for the seditious conspiracy in the Capitol riot. APZ Donahue with details.
Before announcing the sentence, Federal District Judge Ahmed Mehta described Rhodes as a continued threat to the country and democracy. Edward Tarpley Jr. is Rhodes' attorney.
We don't think he's a threat to society. We don't think that at all. And, you know, absolutely he has a right to free speech.
18 years is the longest sentence handed down so far in a Capitol riot case. Tarpley says there's no way Rhodes was a leader of what happened at the Capitol.
He was just a convenient target. The Oath Keepers were a convenient target. The DOJ looked at them and said, oh, here are the scapegoats of what happened on January 6th.
Rhodes calls himself a political prisoner. Judge Mehta told Rhodes the moment he is released, whenever that may be, he will be ready to take up arms against his government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Peruvian anti-drug police seized 58 one-kilo packages of cocaine Thursday, bearing a picture of a Nazi flag on the outside and the name Hitler printed in a low relief. The discovery occurred in the port of Peru's northern Pacific coast, close to its border with Ecuador. The drugs were hidden inside a shipping container carrying asparagus on the Liberian flag vessel SC Anisha R that had earlier anchored in the Ecuadorian port, according to a police report obtained by the Associated Press. Residents of Guam continue cleaning up after Typhoon Mawar tore through the remote U.S. Pacific territory and ripped rooftops off of homes, flipped vehicles, and shredded trees. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.